Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's going to be cold out there this weekend, boys and girls. I just saw a weather forecast for some of the Midwestern games, like in Cincinnati, Baltimore. It'll be like 11 degrees, they said, at game time. In Chicago, it'll be about 10 degrees. And here, maybe some chance of snow on Sunday morning. That'll be interesting. Commanders at the Giants, Ravens on the road. So it doesn't really affect that much, but man, going to be cold, 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 cold. That fireplace going, warm up under a blanket, baby. You might need a blanket to pull over your head to not have to watch the Giants and the Commanders. Before we get to all things AMAC, I wanted to point out, I mentioned the Thursday night football game tonight here on the Team 980. That is technically true. So here's why it's technically true. We will join that game in progress right around 9:30. Don't worry, both teams stink. You're probably not going to be missing much. Falcons playing without Drake London. You guys hate Kirk Cousins. Bucks have lost three in a row. They might be getting Mike Evans back. I haven't seen any update on that. I know he's questionable. They thought he was going to come back. But 9:30, right around roughly 9:30, because at 6:30, right after Linnell Willingham in Burgundy and Gold today, we have Western Carolina, I should say, at the Hokes in Blacksburg at Castle Coliseum, beginning at 6:30 for coverage there. Tip right around 7 o'clock. Over on the Fan, got the Capitals and the Carolina Hurricanes. Two top teams in the Metro. Capitals already won in Raleigh this year on a Tuesday night. I want to say 5-4, maybe it was 4-3. I can't remember. Of course, last year in the playoffs, as you know, 4-1 for Carolina. So there is an element of revenge. Both teams virtually even atop the standings. Should be a great Thursday night. Listen, it's kind of a – honestly, it's kind of a little bit of a dog Thursday night game, right? Not great. Unless they reincarnate what they did last year, which was like an absolute shootout a couple of times, a Donnybrook, as they say. All right, before we get back to the calls, before we get into Sharon Moore, it is time for our guy AMAC to take his spin at the wheel. All things AMAC is what we call it. Normally we do it on Friday at 3, but we had to kind of shift it here because we're going to be at Army-Navy at Media Row tomorrow with USAA and lots of guests and all of that. So we're going to have to kind of do it here earlier. AMAC, there's the Army-Navy game.
Yep.
There's the Heisman Trophy.
Yep.
and there's a coach that got fired for bopping somebody on his staff. What do you want to start with?
I guess we can start with the big story today. Let's go to Sherrone Moore.
You like how I say that?
Yeah, I mean, you have a way with words, Rooster, to say the least.
I mean, I'm such an idiot. I'm such a meanie. I really am a meanie butt. I don't know about you. I saw that story, and nothing should shock us, but there is still a whoa.
Yeah.
Like, when that bulletin came down, I was in traffic, as usual. It was right around 5 o'clock, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
And my first inkling was, before I read kind of the story and that he was fired for cause, well, losing by 17 points to Ohio State really does catch up to you, huh?
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing that surprised, because I walked out there after the show. I was doing my work, my post-show work, editing audio, and the guys from G&D, as they so often do, walked out into the bullpen and just mentioned it casually. And I heard it once, and I was like, these guys are idiots.
These guys are idiots.
Yeah, like, they're just joking around. And then they started, like, actually talking about it, and I'm looking over, like, is this a bit? And I could see that they were serious, and they were like, yeah, you haven't heard? So I immediately scroll on Twitter, and I see that my guy Adam Rittenberg was talking about four calls for having an inappropriate relationship with a staff member, and then it all swirled out of there. He got arrested later on after that story broke. He got arrested for a domestic incident or a domestic abuse incident. So, you know.
Well, I don't know if it's being called a domestic, but it's an alleged assault.
That's how I saw it. Yes, that's the word.
But you can kind of put two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the thing. Like, okay, like at first I thought, oh, he was fired because they lost to Ohio State. Oh, no. Wait a second. He was fired for cause for an inappropriate relationship with I believe it's been identified as a female staffer.
Yeah.
Which is against the rules at Michigan. It's against the rules. You don't do that. You're just, oh, sorry. Anyway, Slapshot, 1978, when I was five. One of the best movies of all time. So when he gets fired and fired for cause, and fired apparently because of an inappropriate relationship with a staffer, like, it hasn't been explained in this way. Certainly they're not the only school, the only company, the only whatever that has rules in place that you can't date colleagues. But is it, and I don't know if this has been clarified, is it because this person would be considered his subordinate?
Yeah, I'm guessing so. This is my thing, and I just want to put this out there, and the audience can take this how it was, however they want to. When Jim Harbaugh left Michigan, Michigan never searched for another coach.
Mm-hmm.
This was Jim Harbaugh's pick. This was appointed by all intents and purposes. This was appointed by Jim Harbaugh. This was Jim Harbaugh's guy. And
because he was the interim coach when Harbaugh was still there and suspended.
Yeah, he was suspended. And then Jim Harbaugh, reports are, Jim Harbaugh was adamant and vocal about him becoming his successor.
Mm-hmm.
So they never really went through a head coaching search after Jim Harbaugh left. So this was never Michigan's guy. This wasn't the guy that they may have been elated or overexcited about hiring, and the product on the field, it wasn't terrible, but you're coming off of national championships and you're a perennial powerhouse like Michigan. I'm sure they weren't 100% satisfied.
But then they get Bryce Underwood, right? And even though they underachieved this year and again got walloped by Ohio State, now you have to question, not only do you need a new head coach and whatever happens with the staff, but does Bryce Underwood stay?
Yeah, and apparently I was just listening during one of the breaks. Adam Rittenberg was on ESPN. They're in meetings currently trying to weigh those options, not just for Bryce Underwood, but for multiple players.
Mm.
So, because the transfer portal is coming up in January, so – you know, this is a bombshell, certainly, and I think that, you know, the next coach will be Michigan's guy, and Michigan doesn't have any shortcomings when it comes to resources because, like you mentioned, Bryce Underwood. Bryce Underwood was going to LSU for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Underwood was headed to LSU, and then Dave Portnoy stepped in, and I don't know if he gave him $10 million directly or he was able to pony up $10 million for him, but apparently they raised the offer that LSU had for Bryce Underwood, and Bryce Underwood ended up flipping.
Right.
So even then with the Bryce Underwood situation, I think you can look at more so Michigan's coffers and say that's more Michigan support and Michigan's sponsor support than it is Sharon Moore recruiting.
And you notice Portnoy kind of separated and distanced himself yesterday. At first, he cracked jokes about losing to Ohio State being the reason why Sharon Moore got fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, when he found out what was going on, he was like, oh, you know, Michigan did the right thing here, you know, accepting moral turpitude and all this stuff. So the weird part about this is the school issues a statement saying he was fired for the inappropriate relationship.
Yeah.
Now, what we then later found out a couple of hours after it was announced that he was fired was that Sharon Moore was actually, like, detained by police. And he is a suspect in the case, taken into custody. As far as I know, based on what I've read today and recently, he's still in jail, still has not been officially charged, still detained.
He has a court date set for Friday, I believe.
Right, which is tomorrow.
Yes.
So they say the purposes of investigating an alleged assault. Now, there's all sorts of rumors out there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a rumor that I heard, read, whatever, that he apparently showed up at this staffer's house, broke in apparently, or forced entry in, and threatened to kill this person and himself. There was, again, it's being called an alleged assault. So the question, like, however this legally shakes out, I mean, Sharon Moore has obviously screwed himself.
Yeah.
And he'll never coach again, I don't imagine. I don't know how you hire unless he gets found not guilty, and
I mean,
even then.
I don't know if this is definitely unprecedented. Like, I don't know if we've ever seen this type of situation happen before.
Right.
But just,
this is worse than Counter Stallions, let's put it that way.
Yeah, 100%. But I think that having relations with employees, from what I've heard, is nothing new in college football from coaches.
I don't know if it's a universal rule across the board that you can't do that. I mean, a lot of companies have rules in place, guidelines in place. Hey, you shouldn't have an inappropriate relationship with a colleague, with especially if somebody's a subordinate, because, like, what can happen is that person starts getting favoritism. Like, all of a sudden, they get a raise. All of a sudden, they
everything
get special
that
preferential
happens,
treatment.
Everything that happens is looked through the lens
of
they're with this person.
Right. So all of that could be on the table here.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to, I think he was married or is married,
yes, he
or
was
whatever.
Married with three kids.
Okay. And if he's having, again, a relationship, presumably a sexual relationship, with a presumably female, we know staffer, we presume that person is below him. It's not a good look. So I understand why, like, people might be like, what? Wait, he gets fired for that and not for the assault? No. He would have been fired if he would have been charged with an assault. Okay. He would have been fired either way, but the way the statement came out, unless I interpreted it wrong, he was fired for the inappropriate relationship, not necessarily the accused or the rumored assault.
Yeah, and then it's also, we talked about this a little earlier in the commercial break, it's also very unclear, there's ambiguity in the statement of, did this assault occur before or after the firing?
Yeah. And the way it's written is police in Pittsfield, Michigan responded at 4:10 p.m. To the alleged house or to the house of the alleged victim. Now at 4:10 p.m., the statement does not come out until right around 5 o'clock, roughly. So to your point, we don't know if the reason why he was ultimately fired right away and immediately terminated without cause is because, oh crap, they found out that not only was he having this inappropriate relationship, but now he's allegedly, I want to say alleged, threatening, inciting violence, threatening harm, maybe whatever, and police are there at 4:10. So, listen, it doesn't take a whole lot of time to come up with a decision and a statement, I guess, if you're Michigan, right? You may have been leaning towards this anyway, and maybe that's the icing on the cake. I don't know. So maybe we will find out more.
Yeah.
But to your point, the timing is kind of interesting because the police are called at 4:10. The news comes out a little bit after 5 o'clock, right? It could be that he was fired at 4:30 after the police are called at 4:10, after they know about the inappropriate relationship, and then they find out about a potential assault investigation.
Yeah.
Right? That's all fair, right?
Yeah. For me, I just don't know if this happened, like, because you said the police were called at 4:10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if this was in reaction to him being fired, and
correct.
Him.
We don't know if we don't have clarity on that.
Yeah, yet. Exactly. So again,
But think about this from a college football because we don't know enough about how the timeline and the legal process, and you know, obviously, again, in America, they say everybody is innocent until proven guilty, so on and so forth. Now, I would just say this. What we know is Michigan does not have a head coach, and you keep saying they're going to hire a Michigan man, right?
Well, I don't know if they're going
to not a Michigan man, but their own guy. Their own guy.
Yeah, they're going to be able – this isn't going to be anybody interfering with them. It's also interesting, there are reports of Ward – this isn't the first time Ward Manuel has had something happen under his watch.
Yeah.
So –
Yeah, pretty big cheating scandal.
Yeah, what's his role in this? And then how is he – as this? Because they're still investigating other things, to my understanding, Michigan is, as a university. So what's his involvement in this? And is he still, you know, AD after this? Yeah. So there's a lot going on here.
What's interesting is from a next head coach standpoint, right, people have mentioned a bunch of names. Jesse Minner, the defensive coordinator with the Chargers, who was Harbaugh's
defensive coordinator
yeah. There. You know, Mike McDonald, I don't think he would leave Seattle, was a defensive coordinator before Minter and before McDonald went back to Baltimore. Wink Martindale, the longtime Giant, longtime Raven and Giant defensive coordinator, is the current defensive coordinator there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, could you make an argument that, I don't know, they hire, they hire Matt Patricia?
Yeah, that's a good one. I've also heard Manny
Diaz. Not Chip Kelly.
Manny Diaz from Duke, the Duke head coach. I'm blanking on his name. Kyle Whittingham, the Iowa State head coach. And then a coach that... There's been so many rumors surrounding this coach's name. Like every time there's a job open, this coach gets mentioned. He's turned down rumors that he's unhappy where he is right now. But Kalen DeBoer.
Yes, that was the big name that was mentioned. Correct.
And I think that, you know, Kalen is a great coach. I think you hear nothing but great things from coaches, from players, from the play caller standpoint. And you see the job he's doing at Alabama.
Right.
Some may say it's not good enough compared to Nick Saban, but no one's good enough compared to Nick Saban. But yes, he's done a great job in Alabama, did a great job before that at Washington. Highly regarded as a hell of a play caller. Don't know if that's going to happen. But the thing with Michigan that I think is different from any other schools, including Penn State and LSU, maybe LSU falls into this category a little bit, I think that they have no short of resources, and it's a desirable place to coach at. When you think of top jobs in college football, Grant and Ryan Clary, the producers over with producer and host over on Grant and Danny, were getting into an argument about Michigan and Notre Dame. I think those are all in the same type of category as desirable college football jobs. Michigan, Ohio State, Texas, Notre Dame. These are all like top line jobs. So once Michigan figures out what's going on with the Sharon Moore situation, is the AD's hands clean? I think that they should have any option. I don't care if they're already a coach or not. They should have a lot of options for people who will take this job.
A lot of options have closed, though, theoretically, with extensions. Like didn't Clark Lee get an extension
at
Vanderbilt?
Clark Lee just signed. But again, buyouts are always a thing.
And that's what I wonder about.
Yeah.
Or throw this one on for size. Cliff Kingsbury.
Has college experience.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. He does indeed. All right. Real quickly, your pick for the Heisman Trophy on Saturday night?
Can I pick two?
No. It's not the way it works.
I think it's between Diego Pavia and Fernando Mendoza. I'm going to lean Fernando Mendoza just because he's had – big moments. I think the Big Ten championship helped him a lot.
No doubt.
And then the Penn State game, that catch with, Cooper.
Yeah.
Who made that incredible catch at the end of the game to win that game. I don't know if Diego has that moment this
signature
season.
Moment.
Yeah. That he can look back on and say, but I do think Diego is probably the most talented or had the most electric run this year out of the bunch.
Yeah.
But Fernando Mendoza just has those moments. So I think it's going to go to Fernando.
Those votes didn't have to be in, though, before the Big Ten championship game, correct? So even though they only won 13-10, they won. And they beat Ohio State, right? So that's going to count.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's going to sway some people that maybe were on the fence.
Yeah, and there were you can hear them during the game calling Heisman moments. So.
Yep. There you go. All right. I think Fernando Mendoza wins as well. We'll ask a bunch of people that tomorrow when we're on Media Row for Army-Navy with USAA live from Baltimore. Coming up next, we want to get a little bit more into the Sharon Moore thing and just the dangers, if you will. And I wanted to spend a little bit more time actually on the Nationals because we didn't get as much time there and we still have some storylines that are out there. And I wanted to point out something that I read during the show. We'll do that coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Stay with us.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, just finishing up our conversation on Sharon Moore, Michigan, what have you. Again, criminally, we have no idea what's going to happen. It's obviously not a good thing. Michigan can go a lot of different places. Herein lies the rub, though. It's already hard enough to keep your high-priced talent and your big talent. Like, I was reading a column from Maryland. Stewart, the young defender that had 8 sacks or whatever, his dad's like, yo, we just got to work some things out with Coach Locks. Yeah, we should be back. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Reed, give us more money, right? We know college football, college basketball has become free agency by the year. There's no guarantee that Bryce Underwood stays at Michigan. None at all. None at all. And you know, even before he enters the transfer portal, if he does, that teams are going to be trying to get after him and get after his agent. And you know, he almost went to LSU and wound up at Michigan. And now Michigan has fired their coach. And I suppose that's what you have to do if things play out the way it looks like they're going to play out. But not only then do you have to come up with a whole new coaching staff, or however you decide to do that, and this Biff Pogge guy was the head coach at Charlotte, whatever, but there's no guarantee that, I don't know, I mean, 50 guys could leave your roster. Not to mention your best and most promising player. Not to mention that. So that's part of the mess. How about me throwing Cliff Kingsbury into Michigan? You know, that might make some people happy. That might make some people happy. People are out on Cliffy, as we talked about throughout the first hour and a half. I think they do deserve a mulligan, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. One last thing, and then we'll get to the trending alert. Did you see, AMAC? You mentioned this name a couple of times. Jim Knowles, the former Ohio State defensive coordinator, went to Penn State to coach under James Franklin. James Franklin gets booted. Well, Jim Knowles apparently is not going to stay on with the new head coach. What's his name? The Iowa State
Matt Campbell. I keep wanting to say Dan Campbell.
Yeah, so he's not going to stay on under Matt Campbell. I don't know if that was Matt Campbell's decision or if that was Jim Knowles' decision. I'm not sure, but I mean, I doubt he only signed a 1-year contract, but I'm not sure. Well, he's going to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember who Penn State destroyed in the college football playoff in the first game last year? Tennessee.
No, that was Ohio State.
Ohio State. Right. I'm sorry. Ohio State ripped up on Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Jim Knowles was the defensive coordinator for Ohio State at that point, won a national championship, weirdly went to Penn State,
mm-hmm.
and then now is going to Tennessee under Josh Heupel, who's fighting for his job. There was a lot of rumors about that.
Crazy.
And now he's got one of the considered best defensive coordinators. Meanwhile, this was what I found interesting, why I wanted to bring this up. Not because, I mean, Jim Knowles going to Tennessee is big, whatever. But did you realize that they fired their defensive coordinator, Tim Banks, who was a finalist just last year for the Broyles Award, Coach of the Year? He's a finalist. Fired him a year later. Right? And now he's going to become the co-defensive coordinator and defensive backs coach at Auburn. We go through coaches like we change our drawers. Well, hopefully you change your drawers every day. My goodness, stop. Stop. Enough. But this is the problem. When you get boosters and you get media and you get people just yelling and screaming and blaming coaches for anything and everything under the sun. Sometimes, believe it or not, it's the players. Sometimes. Sometimes. Coach didn't go from being stupid, from being really smart and good, to being stupid in a year. Same thing here with Cliff. Right? So I wanted to tie all that in. Let's do the trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980, the Odyssey app.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, the Commanders practicing earlier today in Ashburn. They continue to get ready for the Giants, of course, as you know, Jaden Daniels. Meanwhile, T.J. Watt was at a Pittsburgh area hospital after having his lung evaluated after suffering some complications yesterday at the team facility. He obviously did not practice, felt some discomfort, according to a team statement, unknown for this Monday against the Miami Dolphins. As T.J. Watt, one of the best NFL pass rushers, certainly in some trouble. Meanwhile, we talked about Thursday Night Football, Atlanta, and Kirk Cousins, no Drake London against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Baker Mayfield, team has scored, the Bucs have lost three in a row. You can hear that game joined in progress right around 9:30 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app via Westwood One. That follows Virginia Tech basketball. Later tonight, at 6:30, which follows Linnell Willingham. So that's your schedule there. From baseball, former Padres closer Robert Suarez signing a 3-year, $45 million deal with the Atlanta Braves. He had 40 saves in 45 opportunities last year. And that's what's trending. All right, welcome back, everybody. Dum-dum of the day, less than about 15 minutes away, roughly. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, we are in Baltimore with USAA for Army-Navy. We will have a ton of guests lined up. Hugh Douglas, the AAC commissioner, Tim Pernetti, will join us. Harvey Grant from the Wizards will join us. He's a Wizards ambassador, former NBAer. Let's see. Brian Jones from CBS and their college football coverage will join us. We'll have both the play-by-play broadcasters, Rich DeMarco, and of course Joe Miller of Army and Navy. We'll pay a little tribute to our friend Pete Medhurst, who left us in late January. So we'll have and a couple of WWE wrestlers as well. All on tomorrow's show. So we got a lot to do tomorrow afternoon. All right. One thing I wanted to get to before we get to a final phone call, if Mark can hang in there, is the Nationals. We started this conversation yesterday. They made a trade over the weekend. I like the trade. I don't think the left-handed reliever that I'm forgetting the name of, for whatever reason, drawing a blank. My goodness, that sucks. I hate that. I hate when it happens. I don't think that guy is ever going to, per se, develop into a fully trustworthy. And look, I understand. He got better in the second. I get it. He was horrible in the first half. Horrible. Okay? But I get it. Now, maybe with time, he can improve. He certainly got stuff. I got it. I understand. There's a risk. But you're not winning enough games probably this year. You have to trade away assets in order to reshape the organization the way Paul Toboni wants it. Okay? And that might mean not only that trade, but it also might mean Mackenzie Gore. It might mean C.J. Abrams. It won't mean Dylan Cruz or James Wood right now, but it might mean a number of things, right? And specifically, Mackenzie Gore. Now, Mackenzie Gore is a little too inconsistent for me, but I expect more out of my ace. He has some wild rides where he loses it for a month. But I understand how good he is. I get it. I totally get it. There's been rumors about the Philadelphia Phillies. I would not trade him there. Even though he struggles at Citizens Bank, I would not trade him there. I don't want him in the division where I got to face him three or four times a year if things work out. There's been rumors about the Baltimore Orioles. I would be open to trade him there, even though I got to take on the Orioles, six times a year. I would trade him there because he's in the American League East. I might have to face him once or twice. And you know the Orioles have a lot of young players on their roster and in their system from years and years and years of sucking. Now, I know they got good for 2 years. I got it. But then they sucked again last year. Mackenzie Gore is probably not going to get $250-plus million from this ownership group. And I honestly, I know it's easy to make fun of Nationals ownership, and I at times do. And I cracked a joke yesterday when the Mets lost Pete Alonso on top of Edwin Diaz. I said, you know, the Mets, when did the Mets become the Nationals? You know, okay, not everybody pays to retain their top-end talent, even the Dodgers. My guy, Steve from Talk Nats, pointed this out on Twitter yesterday. Again, he's right. The Nationals set the way to do it and set the blueprint, but the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, big market teams all the time let guys go. Can't pay everybody. You cannot pay everybody because there's a thing called the luxury tax. And it's prohibitive not only financially, but it's also prohibitive in terms of draft. It's also prohibitive. It is prohibitive, right? The rules are weird and wacky and all that stuff. And I don't have time to get into it. But I don't know if I'm giving up everyday players, even though C.J. Abrams drives you crazy a little bit, I don't know if I'm giving him up. As a matter of fact, I would prefer that they don't. I know I'm not giving up Dylan Cruz. I know I'm not giving up James Wood, Brady House, so on and so forth. I am willing to think about and discuss Mackenzie Gore because, again, just fast forward 2 years from now, I don't think he's getting $250, $300 million from this ownership group. And, oh, by the way, I don't think they should. Even if he dramatically improves, I don't know if they should. So, that being said, I think they should try and trade him. I think they are trying to trade him to see what they can get. We will see how it plays out. One thing I did want to point out real quickly is, again, my friends from Talk Nats wrote this about the 10% difference with a good coach. And you guys know that I dismiss coaching being the end-all be-all, and I'm right about that. But their point was a good coach and a good development guy can fix one or two things and improve one or two things. And maybe your OPS goes from 600 to 660. And then maybe you take another leap to 725. And you slowly start building. You don't try and fix 10 things at one time. You don't try and tear apart a guy. You fix one or two things at a time. So it's not information overload, muscle memory overload. And I think that makes sense. I heard Kevin O'Connell, Vikings head coach, recently, before J.J. McCarthy looked pretty good against the Commanders, say, we had to change everything about J.J. McCarthy's mechanics. Man, that's tough. When you're a top 10 pick, I mean, should you really be drafted in the top 10 if you've got to change everything about somebody's mechanics? That's a lot to deal with. And maybe that's part of the reason, in addition to injuries and not practicing and not playing, why he struggled. The point being is, for every young, everyday player, James Wood needs tweaking. He struck out way too much last year. Dylan Cruz needs tweaking. Dalen Lyle, look at what he did in the last 2 months of the season. Now, I want to see him do it when games really, really matter. But look at the improvement he made. And that's the point. Subtle changes, incremental improvement, and slow build, development. You don't go and rebuild Rome overnight. You don't do that. You don't go from 0 to 60 in a snap of a finger. You do it slowly. You do it developmentally. You do it sustainably. And that's what I hope the Nationals have with this staff. That's what I hope. All right. We will take a final timeout. Come back. Dumb Dumb of the Day next to wrap things up before Lanell Willingham for Burgundy and Gold Today. Oh, yes, indeed. Boys and girls, children of all ages. Dumb Dumb of the Day. We take it to New York City. Headline: Italian restaurant Rosanna Fresco Biscotto robbed of $2.5 million. Not by a regular robber. No. By an employee of theirs, who then turned around and used the money to buy a house. It's exactly what you would want to do when you rob the place that you work at by $2.5 million, right? So this restaurant, which I've never heard of, Fresco Biscotto, robbed of more than $2 million. They say $2.5 million by not only an employee of theirs, but by their bookkeeper. Yikes. Why? To buy a house, pay her husband's internet bills, and to line her own pocket, according to the New York Post. Lori Jakubowski is facing charges that she embezzled $2.5 million from the Midtown East hotspot owned by Channel 5's Good Day New York anchor, Rosanna Scotto. Now I know. This according to the Manhattan DA. She was in court. She ran the grand scheme over a seven-year period, stealing money in any way that she could, snatching cash tips, writing herself checks from the eatery's bank account. Could you imagine? $2.5 million. She embezzled money to, again, help fund her lifestyle away from work, including at least $100,000 she used to buy a home in Pennsylvania with her hubby that she also paid for his internet. I'm sure she paid for his porn, too. Again, she paid her husband's Spectrum internet bill. How is it not her internet bill if they're married? I don't know. This apparently all came out in court on Wednesday. She's been overpaying herself by issuing unauthorized paychecks, allegedly for vacation time, according to the DIA. She allegedly purchased a part of a $165,000 home, again in Pennsylvania, making out 88 separate checks and money orders and cashing them over a four-day period. I mean, there's more details here. Poor lady that owns the place, Good Day TV, whatever, host and anchor. I'm sure she lost a lot of money in this deal. But could you imagine being so ridiculous, so brazen, so pigheaded to think, I'm going to work here all this time and I'm going to be stealing right under your nose and I'm going to take away all your damn money. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that's why you are the dumb of the day. Indeed. I just read some troubling things on Sharon Moore. We'll try and get to that tomorrow in some capacity. Again, we'll be with USAA at Baltimore tomorrow, in Baltimore, I should say, at Media Row for the annual Army-Navy game. Cannot wait. Lots of great guests coming up. Linnell Willingham, Burgundy and Gold Today is next. Thanks to my guy, AMAC. Great job as always. By the way, Jason in Laurel thinks you're doing a great job with the music. I agree. Cowboy B even made an appearance on the show today. You guys made appearances. Appreciate you all for listening. Again, we'll see you tomorrow afternoon from Baltimore, USAA, Army, Navy. Join us then. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.